Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is continuing coverage of United States versus Sean Diddy Combs from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
It's not every day you start a federal sex trafficking trial with the government admitting they've lost track of one of their key witnesses. But that's exactly what happened in the courtroom in the case against Sean Diddy Combs. Quietly, but unmistakably, prosecutors told the judge that one of their most anticipated witnesses, known only in the filings as Victim 3, was gone. No show. Not answering calls, not confirming she'd appear despite being subpoenaed. The kind of twist that doesn't just throw off the schedule, it shakes the foundation of your entire case. Now, let's be clear up front. The government hasn't said her name in court. She's been called Victim 3 throughout the filings, and unlike the other women involved in this case, she hasn't been given a pseudonym in testimony or referenced directly in opening arguments. But in the world of reporting and public records, one name keeps coming up again and again. Gina Hun. You've probably heard of her if you follow Diddy's long and winding personal history. She's a former girlfriend who dated him on and off between 2014 and 2019. She's also gone on record in past interviews with disturbing claims of abuse, control, and violence. Claims that, frankly, sound a whole lot like the pattern prosecutors are now trying to lay out in court. To be precise, no one from the government has confirmed that Gina is Victim 3. But the dots are there for the public to connect. The timeline of her relationship with Combs, the nature of the abuse she's previously described, the way her name was floated, in the early days of the trial as someone expected to testify, and then Nothing. No appearance. No statement. Just a procedural update from Assistant U.S. Attorney Maureen Comey saying essentially, we can't reach her. We don't know if she's coming. Now, in any federal case, especially one this high profile and this complicated, you expect a few bumps. Witnesses get cold feet. Testimonies change. But for a key accuser to vanish before ever taking the stand, that's not just a hiccup. That's a structural crack in the prosecution's foundation. Let's rewind a bit to understand why this matters so much. In federal trafficking and racketeering cases, it's not enough to present a single victim. Prosecutors want to show a pattern, a long-term operation, if you will. They're not just saying Diddy abused one woman in one terrible moment. They're saying he orchestrated a system, allegedly grooming, coercing, and exploiting multiple women over time. That's the backbone of the case. And every witness they can bring in to demonstrate that pattern strengthens the prosecution's claim that this wasn't a toxic relationship gone bad. It was organized, calculated, and part of something far more sinister. So when a witness labeled victim three disappears, the government loses more than just another piece on the board. They lose a chance to show continuity, to make the case bigger than Cassie Ventura's testimony or any one victim's experience, and they know it. It's no coincidence that the prosecutors left victim three out of their opening arguments. According to court reporting, they had initially planned to roll out her story later in the trial, presumably once they had solidified her cooperation. But as the start date loomed and their phone calls went unanswered, they made a strategic decision. Don't overpromise. Don't lead with a witness you can't guarantee will be there. That's a prosecutor's nightmare. Laying out a powerful story in your opening, getting the jury all leaned in, only to never deliver the punchline. It's like setting the stage for a third act twist and then just fading to black. But even without name dropping her in court, everyone knows someone is missing, and that missing piece becomes its own kind of presence. Jurors might not have her name, but they'll know there was supposed to be more. Another voice, another story, another victim. When that story never arrives, it lingers in the silence. Did she back out? Did something happen to her? Is her story less credible than we thought? Even if those questions are never spoken aloud, they hang there just under the surface. And here's where it gets thorny. Judges will often instruct jurors not to draw conclusions from a witness's absence. Stick to the evidence presented, they'll say. Don't speculate. But we're human, and humans are wired to fill in blanks. When someone goes missing, especially someone the government thought was important enough to subpoena, it becomes part of the narrative, whether anyone likes it or not. Now, from a legal perspective, her absence has very real consequences. If there were charges or incidents in the indictment that tied directly to victim three's experience, prosecutors may now have to drop those portions. Unless they've got independent evidence, like corroborating documents, photos, videos, texts, they can't proceed on just hearsay or public speculation. In other words, unless she walks through that courtroom door and swears in, her story stays out. Even more broadly, it narrows the scope of the case. Every witness is a multiplier. Each one doesn't just add their own story, they reinforce the others. When jurors hear multiple women describe similar abuse, similar dynamics, similar methods of control, the pattern becomes undeniable. Take one voice out of that chorus and the whole song changes. Still powerful, but it's not as loud. And it's not just the legal team that has to adapt. The media narrative changes too. Suddenly, instead of focusing on what was said in court, people start asking what wasn't. Victim 3's name starts trending, Reddit threads light up, TikTokers dissect her past interviews like amateur investigators, and without clear answers, the space gets filled with noise. Some of it legitimate concern, and some of it pure tabloid fodder. To be clear, the prosecution hasn't accused anyone of wrongdoing in her disappearance. No one has claimed she was threatened or coerced or paid off. All we know officially is that she's gone silent. That's it. But in a trial built around power, manipulation, and the silencing of women, that silence becomes its own kind of testimony. Whether she shows up tomorrow, next week, or never, her absence has already left its mark. The prosecution has to move forward without her, reworking their narrative, tightening their focus, and hoping that the remaining witnesses can carry the full weight of the story they're trying to tell. And what story was she going to tell? That's where things get even more complicated, because her alleged identity and the public claims she's made before hint at something raw and ugly and deeply personal. But that's another layer, one we'll peel back next, because what might have been said had she taken the stand could reveal even more than what's already been heard. And what a jury never gets to hear sometimes tells us the most. She was never supposed to be the centerpiece, but she might have been the turning point. Victim three, the ghost in the courtroom. She's not been seen, not been heard from, and as far as the prosecution is concerned, she's just gone. And the longer that silence stretches out, the louder it gets. This isn't just about a no-show at court. It's about what that absence says, doesn't say, and what it leaves behind. Now, we already know prosecutors told the judge they couldn't get in touch with her. Subpoenaed, yes. Cooperative, not exactly. Assistant U.S. Attorney Maureen Comey made it clear on the record they couldn't confirm she'd show up, and as of trial kickoff, they had no contact with her or her attorney. And in a case like this, silence isn't just inconvenient, it's deeply consequential. What makes it all the more complex is that victim three, allegedly Gina, was never a mystery figure to the public. She's been on the record in past interviews. Her relationship with Diddy was public. Her allegations aired years before Cassie ever filed her bombshell lawsuit. And the stories she told? They weren't mild. They were explosive. And if repeated under oath, could have bolstered the prosecution's claim that Combs' behavior wasn't episodic. It was systemic. So what happened? Why didn't she testify? There are a few explanations, none of them confirmed, but all of them plausible. The most straightforward theory, she didn't want to. Prosecutors reportedly knew early on that this witness was reluctant. Sources close to the case said she had never been an eager participant in the federal investigation and made it clear from the beginning that she had no desire to testify. That's not uncommon in cases involving abuse. The courtroom is a brutal place to relive trauma, and doing so in front of a jury with cameras outside the door and media waiting for a soundbite is a different kind of gauntlet. Fear is another likely factor. Not necessarily fear of violence, though in some cases that can't be ruled out, but fear of exposure, of retaliation, of being dragged through the mud in front of a national audience. That's a fear grounded in reality. Victims who testify in high-profile cases often find themselves torn apart, not just by defense attorneys, but by internet strangers dissecting their outfits, their tone, their past relationships, looking for anything that undermines their credibility. Add to that the power and reach of the person you're testifying against, and it's not hard to imagine someone choosing silence over the spotlight. There's also the theory that she was pressured not to appear. That could mean anything from subtle emotional coercion to overt legal intimidation. Again, there's no public evidence of this happening in this case, but it is something courts and prosecutors have dealt with in other trials. In fact, many legal analysts note that in sex crimes cases involving powerful defendants, witnesses backing out at the last minute isn't just a possibility. It's a pattern. Whether it's from personal doubt, emotional trauma, or external interference, it happens. And when it does, it can gut an otherwise airtight case. One rumor that's been floating around, particularly on social media, is that the witness was paid off, that she was offered money to stay away, to keep quiet. It's the kind of narrative that spreads like wildfire because, well, it sounds like something out of a movie. But there's no proof, no court filing, no wire transfer, just speculation. And in the absence of hard facts, it stays in the realm of rumor. Then there are the more extreme claims. Whispers in the internet's darker corners that she was kidnapped, forcibly disappeared, removed from the playing field by goons or fixers. Again, nothing credible supports this. No police report, no missing persons alert. It's just sensationalism. noise dressed up as narrative, and while it might generate clicks or outrage, it doesn't bring us closer to the truth. So why do any of these theories matter if we can't prove them? Because each one tells us something about what victims face when they step forward in a case like this. Whether it's fear, coercion, indifference, or exhaustion, there are countless reasons someone might walk away from testifying. And those reasons don't make the accusations less real. If anything, they underscore how hard it is to get these stories into a courtroom in the first place. Now let's talk about what we may never hear. In previous interviews, Gina described a relationship that began when she was in her early 20s, and Combs was already a powerful figure in the music industry. She spoke of emotional abuse, intense jealousy, isolation, and a staggering imbalance of power. But there were also stories of physical violence, stories that go far beyond unhealthy dynamics. She alleged that she became pregnant during their relationship and that Combs offered her $50,000 to terminate the pregnancy. When she refused, she claimed he stomped on her stomach, hit her repeatedly, and left her gasping for air. That's not just disturbing, that's deeply criminal, if true. And had those statements been repeated under oath in front of a jury, they would have added a new layer to this case. Not only supporting the prosecution's narrative of coercion and abuse, but connecting directly to their argument that Combs used power and fear as tools to control and silence. It's not clear whether Gina was involved in or had knowledge of the so-called freak-offs, the term used in this trial to describe drug-fueled sex parties Combs allegedly orchestrated. Cassie Ventura testified about these events in explicit, brutal detail. If Gina could have corroborated those stories or even confirmed her awareness of them, it would have helped prosecutors establish a pattern. But even if she couldn't speak to those events directly, her presence alone, another former partner with allegations of violent control, would have mattered. What prosecutors are trying to do in this case is build a pattern. One that shows not just a man who had problematic relationships, but a man who allegedly ran his relationships like a system, a machine for dominance, manipulation, and silence. Each survivor who testifies is a thread in that fabric. When one thread disappears, the picture starts to look thinner, less connected, easier to unravel. That's the real cost of a missing witness like Victim 3. The case may still go forward, and it should. But the loss is more than just procedural. It's emotional. It's human. It's the absence of a story that could have deepened our understanding of how abuse operates, not just in the shadows, but in plain sight, behind closed doors, shielded by celebrity, and often protected by fear. What gets lost when a witness disappears isn't just testimony. It's the opportunity for truth, for accountability, for connection. It's the chance to draw a line between one woman's story and another's and say, this didn't just happen to you, it happened to her too, and her too. And now we see it for what it is. The court will go on without her, so will the trial. But the echo of her silence is a reminder of what power can do, and how hard it is, even in a courtroom, to overcome it.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it. That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
Tired of scrolling through endless sitter profiles on other sites only to get ghosted? For over 20 years, Sitter City has been the go-to resource for parents who want a more personalized, reliable way to find trustworthy sitters and nannies. While other sites flood you with options, Sitter City focuses on bringing you high-quality matches that are the right fit for your family every time. With SitterCity.com, you can find full-time, part-time, or occasional care that meets your specific needs. Every caregiver is ID verified and profiles include real parent reviews, background checks, and specialized experience, so you can spend less time searching and more time doing what matters most, spending time with your family. And did you know that many employers include SitterCity as part of their benefits package? In a few clicks, find out if you can get SitterCity free. Getting started has never been easier. Take the guesswork out of finding care so you can breathe easier knowing your kids are in good hands. Visit SitterCity.com today to get the care you need.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.